Knocking at my door comes a dream today. Shall I choose to let in? Will I send it away? It had come before and long waited there while I, like you, for it searched in some other somewhere, for I was told the dream to ignore, even better yet, to believe it no more. But here it is once more, knocking at my door, like a hopeful note of a sweet refrain, in the early light of November morn. It had traveled long and is standing near, and all that stands tween us, tween the dream and I, is a wooden pane, an old plain white birch, maybe oak, closed door, the kind that keeps those, them, there and those, us safely here. Now the dream stands too. On the other side, if I wait too long, he may just be gone, and never again will I dare ask, where? It's a dream of things not yet, but of soon to be. It's a song we sing when our hearts are free of a war ended, of a son's return, of a worker's pride in his hand's reward, of a torch once bright that has gone so dark, but again will shine when tomorrow comes, of myriads hopes tarnished once again restored, of a mother's wish for a daughter's right to be free to choose, from the yokes of laws and clutches of men her body stolen to regain, of an earth we heal as the thread we heed when oceans and forests to us talk and plead, of a people's prayer when the times are hard, of a nation's wounds when its have depart by the voice of fear and the sounds of hate, where lies and legions are forged and truths rejected and scorned. Wounds we'll try and mend when tomorrow comes, when us and them again are but one. Through the door still shut and my eyes still closed, now able to think, not afraid to wish, I can dare to want, so the dream I ask, are you weary, friend? Now you've come so far, are you not afraid? For arduous and long lies ahead the road, as the future dons now upon its face the opaque robes of uncertainty, as ever cunning lurks our enemy, and ever relentless the foe. And, though clear to you the task at hand, each journey's glorious end must still its thousands woes face. Will you still remain once you've boarded that kingly train, vigilant and strong when the meek and coward label you wrong, when the people's voice in dissent cry out, will you still us guide with a steady hand and not choose to hide as so well has done the dark king we knew who did not know us, and to whom with glee we hope at last to say, king, dark knights, court jesters and all, here to you we bid this our glad farewell. And the dream reply as the door I pry is concise and clear, and the voice is strong and the heart is brave, and it speaks to me words I've longed to hear, find our long lost way to a brave and brand new day, when sweet freedom song to us all belongs, where allegiance is what it always was to a grand old flag, and a country mine not just yours and theirs but forever ours. So that hand in hand, we can safely walk in a world where doors, be they birch or oak, will no longer shut, but choose to remain for the longest while open wide to both you and I, to them and to us. At my door came a dream today. I chose. Annette H. Saba is a Los Angeles-based multimedia artist, designer and writer.